Good afternoon, everyone. The obligatory announcement. If you have a cell phone, would you please silence your cell phone or turn off your cell phone? We'd appreciate that very much, so we don't have any interruptions in our service today. For those who don't know me, my name is Rick Hahn. I was the pastor of this church from 1978 until 2008, and it was right around the early 1980s when Janelle Melvin came into the church and I met her, and I was privileged to be her pastor for over 25 years. And we're here today to remember Janelle. She passed away on the 8th of August, surrounded by her family and friends very peacefully. She knew that her time wasn't long. She was on oxygen. Hospice was involved in her life, and she's now with her Lord. And I know that for the last almost month, you've been grieving her loss. And we're here today to continue that and to find healing in our coming together. But, you know, we're here also to celebrate the great life that Janelle lived. And I think that the joy that she brought into my life and your life will overcome the sorrow at her going, because she knew where she was going. She was ready to go home to be with Christ. About less than 2 weeks before Janelle passed away, she called for Sue and me to come over to her home in Petaluma, and we did. And she said, "Do you know why you're here?" I said, "Well, why am I here, Janelle?" She said, "To plan my memorial service." I don't know that anyone has ever in my ministry sat with me and planned from beginning to end all the songs, all the participants, their memorial service. But Janelle was a unique person, as you know. And she did this, and she did this without any regret or any sense of, "I'm sad to go." In fact, you know what she said to Sue and me before we left? She said, "Please tell everybody that comes to my service that I'm sorry I can't be there with them." And especially because I want to hear all the nice things that they're going to say about me. So that'll be later. That'll be later. But that's Janelle finding humor even in dying, because she was a believer in Christ, and she had her hope not in this world but in heaven, and she's now enjoying what we can only hope to enjoy one day. You know, I'm sure you've been to services as I have been, where as the service goes on, you're saying, "You know, the person we're here to remember would not have really appreciated what's going on in the service." Well, we can say that Janelle will appreciate everything in this service, because she planned it from beginning to end. She planned it all. So this is exactly the way Janelle wanted it, exactly the way she wanted it. And everyone that she wanted to have a part in this has shown up, and even more have shown up. And I've got her Bible right here. I asked Shauna, I said, "Shauna, can I have your mother's Bible? I'd like to read through it and look through it before the service." You really get an insight into a person's private, most intimate life when you go through her Bible. The notes, the underlining, the highlighting, and I'm going to use her Bible exclusively for this service today. And I want to begin with a section of the Bible that she has marked more than any section. Of all the books of the Bible, to me, from what I, just looking at her Bible, the underlining, the marking, the notation, Romans was her favorite book. And two chapters, especially Romans 5 and Romans 8, I'll be reading from them later on. But to begin with, at the end of Romans chapter 8, here's what Janelle had highlighted in her Bible. "What shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, for thy sake, we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height or depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Death did not separate Janelle from God's love. It united her with God's love in a way she's never known before, and she's enjoying God's supreme love forever and ever. Let's pray as we begin our service today. Our Father and our God in heaven, a dear sister has left us, and it has brought us grief and sorrow. But our loss is heaven's gain. We thank you for the testimony that Janelle was to the power of God and to the redeeming love of Jesus Christ. May this service be a tribute to her, but even more so, as she had requested, may it be a tribute to her loving, gracious Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And may the hope in Christ that she had to the very end be ours as well today. We pray in the name of Jesus, our Savior and our Lord. Amen. Sue?
So Janelle went to a Spirit West Coast when she lived in Southern California, San Bernardino or somewhere, and this is the song that they sang. And so she wants us to sing it together. I love you, Lord.
Janelle didn't tell me what to say, but she did tell me that she did not want this service to be about her, but about her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, it is about her. We can't help not making this about Janelle, but what I've put together are some thoughts about how I saw Christ in Janelle. So I'm doing both. And I hope, Janelle, you're happy with this. And in just a few minutes, we're going to open it up for others to share. We have a few that have something they have planned to share, and then we'll open it up to others to share as well. How did I see Christ in Janelle? Well, I can't really tell you all the ways that I saw, but here are some of the things that, to me, made Janelle unique.